Matthew chapter 1, peace. I wonder how Joseph and his father experienced that. Peace. My son Joseph, he is a picture of peace. He's a good and righteous man. But he is a man of peace. Peace with God. Peace with others. Peace with himself. In the peace that he has, I can't understand it. I can't explain it. It only comes from God. I guess I should fill in the gaps and tell you what's happening. My name is Jacob, and my son is Joseph. We are carpenters by trade. My family, we've been carpenters in Nazareth for a long, long time. Generations of carpenters. Talk about generations. We're a proud Jewish family. As a matter of fact, if you go back to our father Abraham and go forward 14 generations, you come to King David. And from King David, 14 generations, the terrible, terrible Babylonian exile. But if you go from then, the exile, to the heirs of my son, you will have 14. Oh, a proud heritage, a proud generation, my son's heirs. Oh, to trace all the way back to Abraham and David. Well, but first, he needs to be married. And that, well, that brings me to this story. You see, I guess I wanted him to stay in the shop with me as long as possible, and I've waited a long time. And he's now not a young man, and I should have started earlier, but I knew we had to find him a wife. Now, we don't do it like some people do it. We're not going to leave finding a wife to a bunch of hormonal teenagers. No, the parents, the dads, we take charge of this. And so I have a friend over in Nazareth, not too far from us, that his wife gave birth to a child, and they named their girl Mary. And so it wasn't long after her birth that I went to her father and said, my son Joseph will need a wife sooner rather than later, and maybe when Mary's a teenager, let's make this marriage happen. And he agreed, and we settled on some dollars, and it's going to be great, going to be great, he told me, and they're a good family, like our family, believers and all. And well, it was set up. Now, here's how we do it. That first part, when I talked to Mary's father, that's the engagement. It was announced. Everyone knew that my Joseph, being older, and Mary at the right time, they would be married. First, they were engaged, and then there's something we call betrothal. Now, betrothal is a time of commitment. It's a covenant. It's a promise. And it lasts for a year. It's like marriage. Well, kind of like marriage. Not all the benefits, but it's like marriage. And it's important. It's a one-year pledge period. It's like getting ready to be married, but you're not married. But the only way you get out of it is through a divorce, a writ of divorce, before you're ever married during that betrothal period. So we picked a date. That would be the marriage, a year, betrothal, and then the marriage. Oh, and the marriage, it will be grand. We do weddings really well. None of these peanuts and pink and yellow and green mints and a thing of punch. Oh, no. We do weddings like a week, and it costs the bride's family a lot of money, and that's fine with me this time because my son, he needs a wife. And Mary will be the one. Engaged, betrothal, and that's when he told me Mary is pregnant. The anger I had in my soul, and I still have, is just outright sinful. Mary is pregnant. I got into my son's face, and I was so angry. After all of these years, and his girlfriend is pregnant, and he got back into my face, and he said, "Dad, I am not the father. Dad, I do not know Mary in that way." And let me tell you, my son is a righteous and just man. In all of the years, he has never once lied to me. And I believe him. I believe him. He's not the father. So all that anger I had for him, I'm going to take it all out on Mary's father. So I left him and I went straight to her house, right down the street from our house. And when I got to the yard, out comes her father. And he said, "Oh, Jacob, I was just headed over to your house." "I bet you were." He said, "You'll never guess. An angel of the Lord, Gabriel, came to my daughter and told her she's going to have a baby. And the conceived of the Holy Spirit," I've heard a lot. Listen, I may have been born naked, but I wasn't born yesterday. I know that story. No way. Don't talk about the Holy Spirit and conception to me. I didn't want to hear a thing about it. I'll tell you what it was. It's adultery. You know, there's a law that's still on our books. It's not done. But she could be stoned. She could be stoned for her adulterous relationship. At least she should have a big old scarlet A right on her dress. Oh, my son, the questions, who is the father and what do we do? And why did it happen? And the gossip, oh my goodness. He's been up in his room. The gossip, let me tell you, Jewish moms, Jewish women, they gossip a whole lot. They're going to rake him over the coals. The only ones that gossip more than Jewish women or men, they gossip even worse. He's going to be the talk of the town. Oh, Joseph and Mary, old man. Oh, my son, oh, but the time has come for him to make some decisions. I got him out of his room, and I said, "Joseph, let's deal with the facts as I see it." And I told him, there are only three choices. Really, there's only one, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Three choices. One, you could marry Mary, but you're not going to marry Mary because Mary is immoral. It's a choice, but you're not going to make it. Number two, divorce. Public divorce. Let the whole town know exactly what she did. She broke the covenant. She broke the betrothal. Divorce. Announce it loud. Announce it through the courts. Let everyone know what she did, and maybe they'll stop talking about you, is what I told him. And the third choice, oh, it's something new these liberal Jewish lawyers came up with, that there's like a private divorce. You don't really tell anyone, and it takes forever in the courts, and they charge you by the hour of those lawyers, and they just take all the time, and everyone just plays like it's not really happening, and no one really talks about it, and it's all quiet. Ah! He needs to boldly announce to all what she did and divorce her publicly. He's gone back to his room. He said he needs to think and pray about it. I've thought and prayed about it, and I know it should be. This is what I know. Mary is a disgrace My son is a fool. Her father is dishonorable. And I'm just not a good choice of women for my son to marry. Well, he's been up in his room contemplating this. I bet those lawyers are charging even now by the hour. Finley and Bate, they charge. Well, it wasn't but a few moments ago that he came down, and he was as white as a sheet. He looked like a ghost. And I said, Joseph, you've got to get out of that room. You look like you've seen a ghost. And he said, no, not a ghost, just an angel. Oh, no, not another angel. Was his name Gabriel? Dad, just listen to the story. Oh, great. Just listen, he said. All right. Dad, an angel of the Lord came to me in my dream. And the angel said, don't be afraid. Oh, why do angels say that? Don't be afraid. When angels come, you should. Dad, okay, all right. Don't be afraid, the angel said, to take Mary as your wife, for the child she has conceived is of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I've heard this before. What a dream. Dad, he said, would you just hush? The angel said, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. What child she has conceived is of the Holy Spirit. She will have a child. She will have a son, and you'll name him Jesus. Jesus. I'm Jacob. You're Joseph. I thought we would have a Jesse or a Junior. Jesus. There's something about that name, Jesus. It's from Jesus, from Joshua, the Lord saves. That's what the name means, the Lord saves. And my son said, Dad, that's what the angel said. Jesus will save his people from their sins. From their sins? Will he save them from the Romans? Will he save them from the government? Save them from their sins. This Jesus, the one the Lord saves, sins. Like this sounds like, could it, like the Messiah, the prophets told us that someday unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, but the government will be upon his shoulders. He will be prince. The Son, the Savior, the sins, the Messiah, the Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Dad, he said, the angel said, and you will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel, with us, God, with us, God, with us, Jesus, Emmanuel. Oh my, Mary. Holy Spirit, conception, virgin, my son, a good and righteous man, my son, and this son, and this Jesus, and oh my. What? So I asked him, then what? Tell me the rest of the dream. And then he said, I woke up. You woke up. Go back to sleep. You can't wake up. What are you going to do? This is big. This is like George Bailey and Clarence, and It's a Wonderful Life dream. This is big. Go to sleep. And he said, no, Dad. Here's what I will do. I will obey the word of the Lord. I will follow the command of the Lord. I will take Mary as my wife. We will be parents to our son, and we'll name him Jesus. My son, a godly, righteous man. But when I looked at him, what I saw was a man of peace. Total peace. I think Joseph has a peace that I can't even explain. A peace with God and this angel, and a peace with Mary, and peace with himself. What am I doing? We have a wedding to plan. A wedding to plan. I don't have to plan much. I just show up to the rehearsal and pay for the dinner. But they have a wedding to plan. Oh, it's going to be a great wedding. And I think I'll go to my shop and start working on a cradle. My son's going to have a baby. Jesus. Well, I'm not sure if that's exactly the way Matthew 1 recorded it, but I think it's pretty close. Peace. Peace. Second Sunday of Advent, and I'm convinced the more things change, the more things look the same. Just like in Joseph's day, in our day, whether you're here or in your home, conflict, confusion. Some of you living in the midst of chaos, and all of us affected by COVID. Some of you, us, just like Joseph, in despair, going through divorce, dealing with depression. So many questions, such unknown, so few answers, but peace, it's offered as surely as Joseph was given peace by God. That same peace. That same peace, it can be yours. Do you have it? You can. Jesus said these words, and John recorded them in John 14. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled, filled with despair. You believe in God? Believe also in me. Later in John 14, verse 16, Jesus said these words, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, another counselor. He will give you a helper who will help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because the world neither sees him or knows him. But you, O believer, but you know him. And he lives with you and will be in you. In my favorite verse in John 14, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you." John 14, 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." I don't give peace like the world gives. I don't give help like the world gives. I don't give like the world gives. I give peace. Advent peace. Let not your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The themes of Advent, if we're not careful, we just say them: hope, peace, joy, love. I need the peace that only Christ can give. He's given it. Why don't we claim it, take it, cling to it today? Shall we pray? He's not mentioned much in Scripture. A man that was older than he should have been when he was engaged, betrothed, took Mary. I bet he had rough hands, cut hands and scraped hands, and a lot of sawdust all over him. He met an angel in a dream, and he was overcome with peace. God, I don't really want to meet an angel in my dream, but I sure need your peace. And that's why you sent Christ, born in that manger, grew up to be a man who went to Calvary's cross, that I might have peace. And when he left and went to the Father, he said, "Just wait, the Spirit's coming. And that Spirit will be in you, with you, and give you peace." The world can't see it, but we can. And our world needs it. We can't wish it. We can have it because of Christ. It came upon a midnight clear in the midst of a chaos, hectic, painful world, and it was peace. Oh God, give us that peace, and let us tell others of the peace we have in Christ. It's my prayer in Christ's name.